Halacha Dalit. Again, based on the pasuk Loisilba Shatnez, we're not allowed to wear Shatnez, Tsemer Upishtem Yachtov, which is wool and linen in the same garment. Gedilim Tasalach. Make fringes for yourself, make tzitzis for yourself. Paragraph Aleph. Al Pima Shekosav Adonain Murein Rabbeinuzal, Al Posuk V'oirach Tzadikim Ke'oir Noiga. This halacha will be based on chapter 133, which is based on this posuk that the path of the tzaddikim is like a shining light. Ayin Sham, study that chapter in Likutei Moran for a good foundation for this halacha. V'haklal, basically what Rabbeinu Zal says there is, ki oyer hatzadik v'hatoyra godoil ma'oid alfei alofim v'ribei revovo ispamim keneged hoylam. The light of the tzaddik and the light of the Torah is millions and billions and trillions of times a brighter light than the physical world. No, the physical world is infinitesimal, it's tiny, it's microscopic compared to the bright light of the Torah and the tzaddik. Therefore, umei haroi hoya, therefore, it would make sense that this physical world, this gashmius world, should not be able to block out the light of the Torah or the light of the tzaddik whatsoever, since the world is tiny, 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 keneged ha'oyer ha'godol hazeh, compared to this unbelievable, huge, huge light. Ach machmas shoholam oimed besomech lefnei hoinayim. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, the problem is this. Take a look at this little coin here. I have a 1 shekel coin. Tiny. If I hold it 12 inches or 15 inches away from my eyes, it doesn't prevent me almost from seeing anything. It doesn't block my vision at all whatsoever. I'm holding the coin. It's in front of my, it's 12 inches in front of me. I can see above it, under it, to the sides, and I can see almost right behind it. But the minute I take that coin and put it right in front of my eye, right in front of my eye, even though the coin is a half an inch, suddenly I can have a huge, I can be standing in front of a mountain and I won't be able to see the mountain at all. I'll only see the coin because it's right in front of my eye. When it's right there, it can block you from seeing things that are thousands or millions of times larger than it. So Rabbeinu Zal says there, Ach machmas sheho'ilam oimed besomuch lefnei ho'ainayim. The problem is that the Eitz Hara puts stuff right in your face. He puts it right in your eyes. Ayidei zeh, as a result of that, this physical world, which is tiny compared to the spiritual light, this physical world blocks and closes the person's eyes from being able to see the great light of the Torah and the Tzadikim. Look how Rabbeinu Zal's explaining to us what's going on here. Because a person says, if religion is so big, if Torah is so big, how come I don't see it? You know, I see other, I'm not blind, I can see. I see a chocolate bar, I see this, I see all the other, the Gashmias I see perfectly. How come I don't see the Ruchnias at all if it's so big? Rabbeinu Zal says, I'll show you exactly why. Aval mi shehu chocham me'at. But a person who has a little bit of intelligence, umate einov k'tzas min ho'ilam, and he turns his eyes away a little bit from the gashmias, from this physical world, from the materialism of this world, tekef yucha lohoyer loy oyer haniflo shel ha'Torah v'tzadikim. Immediately, he avails himself, he makes himself available to see and to experience that great, great light of the Torah and the Tzadikim, ויראה שכל העולם כאפס ועין כנגד אור הנפלא הזה. And the person will see that the whole physical world is a joke. It's nothing compared to the great light, the incredible great light of Hashem, the Torah and the Tzadikim. כי אין כוח בהעולם הקוטון הזה לחצויס בפני האור הגודל והנוער הזה, כי ימחמה שעומד בסמוך לפני עיניים. Because it is impossible for this tiny world to block the great, great light unless it's right in front of your eye. Unless it's mamish right in front of your eye, then it paralyzes you. Then it blocks you from being able to see. But the minute you turn your eyes away from it a little, suddenly your eyes are able to see past it and to see huge things that are billions of times bigger than this Olam HaGashmi. Paragraph Beis. V'ze b'chinas isur shatnez. This is the concept of the prohibition of shatnez. She'osur lilboish tzemeru pishtem yachtov. We're not allowed to wear wool and linen together. V'chol echot b'fnei atzmoi shori lilboish. Whereas each one separately is 100% kosher. Allowed to wear it. Rak tzemeru pishtem b'yachad osur. Combining them is forbidden. Why? Ki halavushin heim dvorim gevoyim v'yikorim ma'oid. Because clothing is a very high-level spiritual thing. Clothing has tremendous spirituality in it, and it's very precious. It's something super, super choshuv. Kimuvan b'sforim, as is brought in all the sforim, the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chasidus, b'frat b'divrei Admor Zal, especially in Rabbeinu Zal's sforim. In Likutei Moran, there are several chapters in Likutei Moran where he speaks about clothing, how careful a person has to be not to wear any clothing that's torn, chas v'shalom, and to keep the clothing proper, to keep it neat, to keep it clean. The Gemara, we mentioned the Gemara says, a Talmud Chacham has a certain kind of stain on his clothing, is chayev misa. The clothing is a very, very serious item. In a positive way, clothing, the Gemara says that if a person committed a terrible, terrible, terrible sin, what should he do? He should put on black clothing, and that the clothing has a major effect for tshuva or for going the other direction. We see many times, chas shalom, when people, chas shalom, choose to stop keeping Shabbat, to go away from religion, chas shalom, one of the first things you see, different clothes. They go out and buy a new wardrobe. The wardrobe that they wore when they were religious, that doesn't apply to them anymore because the clothing has something to do with the religion. Ki kol ha'oirois ha'gevoyim ho'elyoinim i'efshel ha'kabel ki'im derech kamo levushim. Rav Nosson Zal now, this is one of the incredible places in Likutei Halachos where Rav Nosson Zal is going to take the terminology that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah and bring it down to us, make it presented in a way that we're going to be able to relate to it and understand it and know how it applies in our personal lives. The great, great lights, the highest level light of Hashem, it is impossible for us to receive that light and to benefit from it, kiim derech kama levushim, unless the light is covered with many garments. One covering and another covering on top of that and another covering in order to tone down the light and bring it down to a level where we can look at it, where we can benefit from it. Sheheim ikar tikun ha'olamos kayadua. And this is the main tikun of all the worlds. When we speak about the worlds, Hashem created this world and that, and under that world is this world, and under each one of these worlds is a levush. It's a garment. It's a covering. And the more you travel down, the more you go lower down, there's another layer and another layer, another layer. Because in order for that light to go down, it has to be covered and covered more and covered more so that it shouldn't blind anybody, so that the people who are on a very, very low level should be able to benefit from it. Like a person who's been in darkness for a long time, if suddenly you take them out of the darkness and you have them look at a bright light, they can go blind from it. When a person's in darkness, if you want to give them light, you got to do it very gently, a drop at a time. You have the story in the Gemara with Rabbi Tzadok, one of the great, great tzaddikim, who saw Baruch HaKodesh that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed, and he decided to fast, hunger strike, in order to delay it. And he fasted for 40 years. He put off the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash for 40 years. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai pleaded with the Roman Emperor, he said to him, ask me for whatever you want. One of the things he asked for was a doctor for Rabbi Tzadok, a doctor for this great tzaddik. And the Gemara describes how the doctor brought him back to normalcy, to health. How at first he was only allowed to have clear liquid, perfectly clear liquid, nothing else in him. And even that, little bits. And then after a couple of weeks, they thickened the wheat liquid a drop thick. And gradually, because a person whose body got used to for 40 years not eating, you know, just maybe at night having a drop, you could imagine how foreign food was to his system. He got used to living almost on nothing. In order to give such a person, so too when we talk about spirituality, the further down you go, the further away from Hashem you go, the standard light of Hashem will blow him to smithereens. So that light has to be covered and recovered and recut. Levushin, one levush, another levush, in order to that the light should be able to go down and benefit the whatever is on that lower level, if it's angels, if it's human beings, etc. Kayodua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. V'yesh kama v'kama b'chinois b'levushin. There are many different types of garments. Ki yesh levushin u'levushin alevushin. There are garments, and there are garments on top of garments. There's summer clothes, you know, which is light and thin, and then there's winter clothes with thick, you know, a coat with a lining in it. Ki gam ho'oirois ho'elyoinim heim b'chinas levushin. Because even when we talk, let's say, about the throne of Hashem, we're talking about the throne of Hashem, the Kisei HaKovoy, which is a very, very, very high level of light, right? And we're told that the Kisei HaKovoy corresponds to the Olam HaBriya. That's one of the highest worlds. Rav Nosson Zal says that is classified as a garment, compared to Atzilus, compared to the world above it, compared to what's above it, that's a covering. The Kisei HaKovod is a covering. You know, because again, the Kisei HaKovod is a billion watts. The Atzilus is a trillion watts. A billion watts compared to a trillion watts is a relatively dark situation. It's in comparison. V'chein le'elo el'elo. And this keeps going higher and higher. Each time you go to a higher level, the level below is considered a levush for the level above. Ad ein soif, ad infinitum. Ki ikar etzem ho'oyer, hu oyer ho'ein soif. Because the real essence of Hashem, the real essence of Hashem's light, is called ein soif, infinite. The less machshava tfisa beklal, where the human mind cannot grasp it whatsoever. Kiim al yedei shebarachamov tzimtzem esatzmoi v'hil b'shesatzmoi bekama tikunim ulevushin. The only way we have any connection whatsoever to Hashem is because Hashem decided to shrink himself, to be metzamtzem, to constrict himself, and to cover himself. Hilbish etzatzmoy, he covered himself with many coverings. Tikunim ulevushim, ulevushim alevushim, kedei shenuchal kulanu leida mimenu espora. So that it should be possible for us to be able to have some grasp, some ability to discuss or to think about Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, based on this introduction, afilu haneshamois hakdoishois, even our souls, the neshama, Sheheim Etzem Ho'or Be'erkenu, which to us, that's the highest light that we know about, that we're connected to. The soul. The soul, we refer to the soul as a piece of Hashem, right? Chelek Eloka Mimal. And Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter in the Likutei Moran, Torah Chof Daled, where he begins by saying that there is a light which is above everything, and that's the neshama. So the neshama is pretty high up there, right? Rabbeinu Zal says, even the neshama, Heim Gam Kein Bechinas Levushin, is a garment. It's a covering, Legabi ho'oirois hagavoy mehem, compared to the light that's above that, compared to the lights that are above that. Kama shekosuv, as it says in the Tikkuni Zohar, levushin tekinas lahoin, Hashem, you have prepared garments for them, deminayu porchin nishmoso levnei nosho. Hashem has prepared garments for his light, coverings for his light, and it's from those coverings, from those levushin, that human beings receive souls. The neshama comes from not from Hashem, it's a garment of Hashem, kavyocho. It's a covering still. Because when we talk about Hashem himself, the essence of Hashem, it's billions and trillions and zillions of levels higher than that. V'chol halavushin, shehem tikun ho'olamos, and all of these coverings and clothing, garments, which are the tikun of the worlds, Kulam nistaknin v'nimshochim rak al yedei hatzadikim huamitiyim. All of these coverings are only developed and prepared through the true tzadikim. Shehem ikar kiyum v'yesoid kol ho'olamos. They are the main ones who they are the foundation and of all the worlds, and they're the ones that sustain all the worlds. The tzadikim, the true tzadikim. Tzadik yesoid olam. He is the foundation, and he is the one through his mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, through his service of Hashem, he sustains the worlds. Shezeh kol iskam v'avaydosam. This is the entire work, life work of the true tzadikim, lesakin levushin demalka, to prepare, to create, the garments for Hashem, kavyohol, these coverings, these kelim for Hashem's light, lahamshich tikunim, to bring about all kinds of tikunim, lahalbish ho'oyer ho'elyon bekamot simtsumim levushim, and to bring down the light of Hashem with all kinds of constrictions and all kinds of coverings. Not to bring it, to dress the light of Hashem, lahal b'sho'or elyon, to dress this great light of Hashem in all kinds of constrictions and garments, ba'oifen shenizke kulonu lekabel ho'oros elyonim, to make it possible for all of us Jews, to be able to receive and benefit from these great heavenly lights. We know what happened at Har Sinai, right? This week's Parsha, Parshas Yisroel, we're reading now, right? In this week's Parsha, Hashem said to the Jews, "Hi guys, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, lo yiyeh lecha." What happened? The Jews went away. The Jews got blown out totally. They died. Their souls left them. Why? Because it was Hashem speaking directly to the Jews. Could they handle it? Definitely not. Couldn't handle it, they died from it. Hashem had to send down angels with the dew of Tchiyas HaMeisim to bring everybody back to light. And that's when Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, please, no thanks. Hashem, let Hashem speak to you, and you pass on the word of Hashem to us. What does that mean? That's what we're learning about here. That there is this infinite light of Hashem. Hashem is Ein Soif. It's a light that's so bright that it could only harm us, Chas V'Shalom, if we're not prepared properly. Who prepares? Who prepares us? Who prepares the light for us? And who prepares us for the light? That's the work of the true tzaddikim. Their job is to take that light and be mitzamtzem, and further mitzamtzem, and further mitzamtzem. Coverings and constrictions to bring it down to a level where we can have access to it. And the tzaddik is working both sides. Then he comes to us and he elevates us. He bumps us up. He takes us higher and higher and higher so that we can be able to relate, to connect with Hashem's light. For what purpose? For what purpose? Kedei sheneida v'namin bo yisborach. so that we should be zeichet to understand and believe in Hashem. That's the purpose of all. What's the purpose of all of this light? Was a light show? The purpose of all of this is for us to be zeichet to understand and believe in Hashem. Ki ze kol avodosam, because this is the entire responsibility, the entire objective of the true tzaddikim, lahachnis ba'olam yediyas amitas elokusiyas baruch, to bring into the world, to bring into the physical world, this lowly world, the true awareness of Hashem. Lamandas kol ameyoretz ki Hashem hu alekim einoid, so that all the nations of the world should come to realize and recognize the greatness of Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, einoid, that there is nobody other than Hashem, that there's only Hashem. Sheze yefsher kim al yidei shemamshichin ha'or ha'elyon, this is impossible to accomplish unless you're able to draw that very high level of light, umalbishinoi, draw it down, umalbishinoi soy bekamol avushin kanal, and dress it in all kinds of coverings, put layers and layers of coverings on it.